Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kennedy.
Hello.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. We each bring one topic to discuss. As always, ladies first. Kennedy, what you got?
So I had a dream about Tom Brady last night.
What? Say that again?
I had a dream about Tom Brady.
Welcome to the dark side.
It's so strange to me that he would come up in my in my subconsciouses,
right?
Because yes. I just don't, he doesn't live in my head. So I just don't know where it possibly could have come from.
Or does he? Because you're dreaming about him.
We were trying to escape this place that I needed to get him out of.
It's called Tampa Bay.
Oh, you were helping him.
I was helping him. This is the thing. Like he needed help, and I was helping him like escape from this place and elude people who were chasing us in
Florida
and coming up with ways to sneak out of here and there. It was so weird.
Huh. Interesting.
It was so weird, and I just don't understand why.
Well, you are the dream doctor.
Yeah, but nothing I look up makes any sense.
How about dreaming about a celebrity or dreaming about a sports figure?
Well, I think more like helping someone escape. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Hold on.
Yeah, where's the dream doctor?
That feels like the theme.
It means one of the things. It could mean symbolizing qualities you idolize in that person that you wish to embody yourself. I can't think of anything about him that I want to idolize myself, except for perhaps being in an industry for a very long time and not getting fired.
Right. Yeah, that would be good. Ending up in the Hall of Fame of your industry is not a bad way to go out. And good hair. He's got good hair.
Well, it counts. He's an excellent teammate and cares about his...
Yep.
Let's see. Hang on. Let me make up my escape notes. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you wake up and take notes about the dream?
I keep notes about what dreams mean, but yes, I do. I have a notebook by my bed that I write stuff down. Most times I can't read what I wrote when I wake up the next morning. It's just a bunch of scribbles.
Right.
And I'll see like one word and I'm like, what am I doing? But I try to keep track of them because they say it can be helpful, but I don't really know. Let's see. When one dreams of escaping, they're focused intently on trying to bring a more utilitarian perspective into their world and need to make the most out of life. I've been feeling trapped.
Hmm.
But that a positive end to a difficult situation is on the way.
Okay.
All right. What's going on, Kennedy? Why do you feel trapped?
Shall we?
Nope, we're not unpacking that today. So that's all I got. Thank you.
Today's not the day for that, huh?
Today is not the day.
All right. Okay. All right.
It says positive changes are afoot if you got away in the dream. I think we did, but
love
honestly,
that for
I think
you.
We woke up in the before. I think I woke up before it was all over. But
I think Tom Brady's going to end up back playing for the Patriots.
I think that's wild.
I know, but it's just nothing.
I just think
there's nothing more wild that could happen in Tom Brady's career than for him to end up back in the Patriots.
Is Mac Jones just going to evaporate?
Listen, you bring in Tom Brady.
But that's millions of dollars.
I think he likes his Tampa lifestyle.
I know he does, but
he's going to be 45 this year. He's not coming back.
Yeah. You say that, and he has done everything we've not expected him to do.
Yeah,
nobody expected him to leave the Patriots.
The person who isn't going to pay him is the person that holds the money to that team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not
Robert Kraft would pay him.
We have a first round
draft. He could have paid him for 8,000 years and he didn't. I don't believe you.
I think he's going to end up back in the Patriots. Hot take.
Ice cold take.
Poor
hot,
take.
Perfect.
Hot take.
Carson's poor takes.
All right, I want to talk about...
All right, start keeping track now.
There's a reason why consumers love when a company makes returns and refunds easy. It's because of situations like this. A man on TikTok, his name is Matt, he went viral for sharing his interaction with a customer service rep. Matt wanted to refund. He had bought 240 square feet of pine straw, and he had bought it at Home Depot.
What's pine straw?
Pine straw. You know what pine straw is?
No, I don't know why I wouldn't know what pine straw is.
It's just...
They didn't live in North Carolina where we lived with it, and true, under feet and feet of it every day.
Lived in Florida. There's probably a lot of pine straw in Florida.
I wasn't really doing the mulching, so that's
my knowledge. You didn't roll a lot of pine straw circles.
I was not the landscaper.
So he got 240 square feet of pine straw mulch that he had delivered. Once he got it, he realized that two of the six bales were defective with leaves and sticks mixed into the pine straw.
Huh.
So in an online chat with a Home Depot rep, Matt said he wanted the store credit to purchase two more bales. And the rep said that he would have to pack up all of the loose straw and haul it back to the Home Depot to resolve the issue.
Not easily done.
No. Heavy.
Right.
Already scattered on millions of places,
right,
perhaps.
Right.
And this is just such an interesting thing to me that we have happen in society about returning things that show up to your house that are wrong. Mm-hmm. And most of the times nowadays, because we're such a disposable society, we say, do whatever with it. That's what the company says. I don't know how many
Amazon
times.
Amazon always tells you, just keep it.
Just keep it. How did they do that? We just bought blinds. And we bought it from, I don't know, like blinds.com or something. And they showed up and they were a good 3 inches
too short,
for covering the window. And give them credit. The customer service was fantastic. They're going to send us new ones, no charge, because they were wrong on their end. And then the woman says, my wife's like, do you want it back? She's like, no, it's a custom size. Just donate it. How can companies afford to just give
their... Well, they can't make money back on what they made a mistake about. Where could they possibly make that money?
I don't know. I'd make a second store or something, I guess.
So spend money.
I mean, you already have an online store, so why not have a...
The Amazon thing always confuses me because it'll be like normal products. Blinds, custom blinds, I guess I understand because that's a pain in the ass for them to try to resell.
Yeah.
But I feel like some Amazon things, they're like, just keep it. And I'm like... But you can...
Like a lampshade.
You can easily
something.
Resell
Right,
this.
Yes.
Like very, probably very because, financially speaking, for them to return it,
yep.
Put it back into circulation.
Repackage
it, repost it. Mm-hmm. By the time that's said and done, the lampshade cost you twice.
So wild.
So Amazon doesn't do anything that's going to hurt Amazon.
No.
Let's be honest here, friends.
hold on, I want to just finish up the story. So he posted a follow-up video where he shoves the straw into the back of his car and takes it to the Home Depot.
All of it.
All of it. He said the associates in the store were absolutely amazing, and he received a call from corporate apologizing for the rep. So I guess he wasn't supposed to take it all back.
Sometimes you think you're doing the right thing. You're following the rules.
That's tough.
When perhaps you should use... You're thinking noggin instead of just, well, the manual says.
Right.
He said he didn't know how he was going to carry the 240 square feet of loose straw. So the rep suggested go to a grocery store, ask them if they have any leftover boxes from delivery day, and use them to transport the straw. That's what the Home Depot rep said.
That's tough.
That Home Depot rep really got funny. A new job soon.
Yeah.
Just keep the pine straw. We'll send you another couple of bales.
You want to vacuum my car as well?
Right. Anyway. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
It's wild.
Annie, what you got?
So last night, new people were moving in above us. They must have done, I don't know, half a month lease. I don't really know how that works. I don't know why you would move in on a Monday night, but that's just me. So I go outside to take the trash out. They're really, really nice girls, probably right around my age. And they must have just had to wait till after the work day to move in. Totally fine. Understandable. It is 10 o'clock last night. You guys, and they are, it sounds like there's people with Timberland boots jumping up and down, dragging metal across a wood floor.
I
can sleep through anything, a legit nuclear explosion. I take a tincture, I knock myself out. Like, that's just how I am. Rob comes in, I never, ever wake up. I was in bed at 8:30. they were so loud they woke me up. So I laid there and I just kept being like, it's their first night. They're probably just getting everything together. But it got to 10:45 and I just snapped. I got out of bed and I went up and I knocked on the door and I was like, hi, I understand. They didn't even answer the door. It was like their mom or their aunt or something. And she was like, hi, can I help you? And I was like, hi, yeah. Are you guys going to be finished anytime soon? It's 10:45 on a work night. And I know that I'm an anomaly. Like, obviously, right. We get up really early, but
10:45 is late enough for regular people.
There's an elderly couple living next to me. There's a family downstairs with at least two kids.
Right.
And to have the fucking audacity to do that shit, it's so selfish to me.
Right.
And I just kept being like, it's their first night. Like, don't go up there. Don't go up there. And Rob, like, is very calm. And he's like, do you want me to go up and say something? And I'm like, no, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm literally trying. I'm, like, doing deep breaths. And I sprung out of bed. And he was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I knock. And I'm like, hi, are you going to be finished anytime soon? And she's like, oh, we're just putting together a bed. I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, oh, is that the noise you're hearing? And I was like, yeah, probably.
Like, people are so oblivious.
So oblivious. I'm sorry, but if you're living in an apartment building of some kind
of
and you're on the top floor.
Right.
And I get that. There's going to be some noise. Totally fine.
Now, putting together a bed at 11 o'clock at night is pretty wild.
On a fucking Monday? Like, I don't get it.
And
I don't get
moving in, like, after dinner.
Is wild. Yeah. I get it. I understand.
No,
like,
I don't get it, actually. You're an adult. You don't move in after dark.
If I called my dad and said, hey, can you help me move in on a Monday? He'd be like, no, we'll move in on a Saturday at 11 a.m.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's just the way people don't think about other human beings is asinine to me. And the woman looked at me like I was crazy. She's like, oh, well, we're just putting together the bed.
Did you say it's 11 o'clock and I wake up at 3:30?
I was like, I'm really sorry. I have to be up at 3:30 in the morning and I can't sleep. It's so loud. And she was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Did they stop?
They like went for a couple more minutes and then they stopped. And I saw the U-Haul drive away. And Rob was like, you scared the shit out of me.
Good.
But like, and I'm up there. I'm like in my hoodie. My eyes half fucking closed.
Right. No, you should do that.
So you're off to a great start with the neighbors.
I know. And now I'm like, well, of course, next time I see them, I'm going to be like, listen, I wasn't trying to be an asshole, but like, this is what it is. I think if one of them answered the door, maybe they would have been more understanding because younger people typically are. But I just don't.
If you're living in an apartment, in a small apartment building,
right?
You have to know.
There's four.
Right.
There's one on the first floor where like the laundry is, and that's where the family is. Like two kids that have to go to school today.
Right. Well, they probably didn't hear it because you blocked all that sound for them.
Right. I took it. I mean, their bedroom must be right above mine. It was, you guys. It was shaking. The whole place was shaking.
Yeah. Yeah, but so I always try to live on the top floor.
I know.
But that's not always something that's feasible. When I was in Southie, lived on the bottom floor. You know, the guys upstairs had parties all the time.
Right.
And those girls up and down with their Southie heels. Let me tell you, like, right above my bed.
If it's a Saturday night and you have people over, I will be more than understanding. I don't care about that stuff. But a Monday night and you're putting together a bed and it's literally screeching across the floor.
Well, I hope it doesn't tarnish the relationship and that you guys become fast friends.
And they're probably very scared of
it. Which is probably a good place for them to be.
Very, very scared. Very, very scared.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Producer Dan, what you got?
So I saw somebody kind of ranting on my Facebook page.
Oh, yeah?
About she was on a six-hour flight.
Okay.
And she had this guy sitting next to her, and they kind of started a chat. But the guy had a cat. And for 6.5 straight hours, this cat was just meowing for the entire flight.
Nope.
And he was like feeding it with like water out of like a bottle cap.
Nope.
And she was like, at the end of the flight, I wanted to murder him and the cat.
Understandably so.
And it just made me think of just like horror travel stories. Or have you ever sat next to somebody that just made you want to lose your mind?
Or your animals don't need to be on planes.
Or just do's and don'ts of travel, like things that get your goat.
Bare feet.
Yeah, it's so gross to me.
Cats like vacation too, Kennedy.
They don't need to be on
the don't know the difference, Carson.
Oh, gee, a cat on the beach.
They'd rather be alone at home running amok anyways.
The cat was literally telling him, why does my body feel like this? Why are my ears popping? I can't hear anything. But they can't speak English, so therefore.
You don't know, maybe the cat was doing a big business deal in LA.
Maybe so.
New meow mix.
Yes, you don't know. It's just signed with a new ad agency for some modeling stuff. You don't know what that cat has going on.
People who let their kids listen to the iPad and don't give them headphones.
Mm-hmm. It's wild.
Or they let them kick your seat and don't say anything.
Yeah.
Pull your hair.
People who put their hair over the backs of seats.
I've seen a lot of pictures of that. I've never seen anyone do it in person. That's wild to me.
It's disgusting. And like also not comfortable. Maybe because I'm smaller, but I could never.
Also, that's where the TV is. Move your fucking hair.
Yeah.
It's just so disrespectful. People just don't care. They just don't give a fuck.
You used to have to get dressed up to get on a plane when I was a kid.
You didn't have to. We just did.
Right? No, you did. You got dressed up. It was like going to church on Sunday when you traveled.
Well, because everyone's like, you never know who you'll meet at an airport. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
No, it was just what you did. I don't even know why we did it. I just did it.
No, yeah. It was just like...
Wearing sweats and bringing a pillow? Unheard of.
Yeah. It was just... It was a fancy thing. You got dressed up. You looked nice.
So weird.
And now everything is just so casual. And that affects how people act. They take off their shoes.
Yeah, you should never take off your shoes. Yeah. Ever.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I don't think
if I'm in a matching sweat set, it's going to affect how I act.
No.
I'm going to be more happy.
I disagree with that.
I think you need to act
differently if you're all dressed up versus if you're dressed casually.
I don't think you need to be in a suit for a 4 a.m. flight to Omaha.
Yeah, I'm okay.
But
you can dress comfortably and not be a douche.
Right. Mm.
No, because what it does is it changes the... For some people,
feel more casual.
Right.
I know
right.
what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get dressed up, you feel more, and then you act more. If you're more casual. And
We've all become the society of you owe me something because I paid for it. You paid for the seat. Sit down.
Just please...
Be humble. Mm-hmm.
Please think about other people.
Right?
I just think that's really simple.
There's hundreds of other people on the plane with
lots.
You. It's not just yours.
Lots.
They pack in like fucking cattle.
They do.
We're all going on vacation. Why isn't everyone in a good mood and like ready to just...
Yeah. But the floor is disgusting. Vibe. You should never have bare feet on it. The bathroom is even more disgusting. You should never have bare feet on it.
Didn't you tell me never to drink coffee on
a
plane?
Don't ever drink coffee on an airplane.
How come?
Why?
Because they never clean the coffee pot.
How do you know that?
Because I read a lot about traveling.
Yeah.
Really, do any search of 10 things a flight attendant will tell you not to do. And top of the line is don't ever drink the coffee.
Everything you told me about a hotel too. I'm like, I can't.
And the water that they clean it with is not potable. There is no potable water on an airplane.
Potent potables.
You can't drink it. They don't wash things with waters you can drink.
Right.
The only water on an airplane is something you can't drink and shouldn't drink. So if it doesn't come out of the water bottle, don't drink water. Mm. And coffee is made with that water. So just don't do it.
But it gets steamed, does it?
Just boiled? Don't do it. When every flight attendant story I've ever read in my life says don't drink the coffee, I don't drink the coffee.
How about when I fly on Friday in first class? Do you think that'll be...
I forgot you were going first class.
No. You don't drink the coffee, but you get in first and you get a mimosa. So when everybody walks past you, they can look at you with an evil eye.
Oh, why? Why do I want to be first on the plane?
Because you paid for it.
No, I want to be last on the plane.
Why would you want to be last on the plane?
Who wants to sit on the plane for...
You get a
They're
free
serving
drink.
You drinks and food while you're sitting
but
there.
You got to watch everybody walk by.
No, you really don't.
There's those awkward Hi. Yeah, hi.
You don't say hi. You keep your head down and you look at your phone or your movie or whatever.
You don't talk to the peasants
doing.
Not in
the Correct,
class.
Dan. Correct.
They're going to think you're a dick anyways.
No. Oh, I always look at the people in first class. I'm like, fuck them.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm the last one to get on the plane.
Head on the
I am
book.
Waiting.
Well, then you are wasting your first class ticket. That's just dumb. Just dumb. Because if you get on early, two plus, they'll let you settle Barrett in his seat, too.
Yeah.
You really need to get on first.
He can get on
I try to get on fast because they're so overbooked now. And every plane I've got on recently, they've had people that couldn't get their carry-ons on and have had to check
miserable.
The bag. And I don't check a bag, so I won't get rid of that plane.
Yep.
So I need to make sure I get carry-on space.
That's one thing you don't have to worry about, though, because no one else can put their bags in those things. Mm-hmm. No one.
Not in the fancy first class.
Not at all. Mm. They will take them out and put them back
Velvet
out.
Velvet lines.
It is wild.
My Michelle's bag cannot touch a Louis
V. It is a wild, wild thing.
Do one of you guys have a cat I can take with me to Charlotte? Give me a list of things I should do. To be totally rude on the plane.
Okay, why would you be totally rude on the plane? Don't be rude.
I need you flossing.
Flossing, okay.
I need you taking off your shoes.
Shoes off, flossing.
Definitely listening to like really annoying music.
I should bring a Bluetooth.
After we had this whole conversation about being kind to one another.
Yes, I should bring a Bluetooth speaker.
Now we're talking.
Those Beats pills.
Yes.
God. I would
rock it out to L King and Jack Harlow.
No, you need to play like something really annoying.
By Snarky Puppy Jazz?
Yes. Better. And then you'll get escorted off the plane in the middle.
Yeah, you won't do any of those things.
First class.
Because sitting up there, Carson, comes with a bit of cachet, and the way that
it does.
Everybody behaves a little bit differently up there.
Listen,
Carson.
It's no cachet for me. We got the tickets for free.
Should
so
you
I don't
dress
care.
Up if you're in first class?
No, we didn't pay for this.
You did pay for it. Your wife worked really hard to get those points. Yeah. She sure as fuck did. 100%.
There's not a lot of stuff we dress up for as a society anymore.
Mm-hmm. The theater.
Like, not even, I was just going to say.
No,
I go to,
don't.
I go to a
come
lot
in fucking
of shows.
Sweats and oh it drives God. Me insane.
My mom would beat me.
Yeah, I go to a lot of shows and there's plenty of people. It's a
jeans.
Wide variety.
And
yeah.
they
some
come
people
late.
That'll dress up.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people wear jeans to the shows now.
I don't care if you wear jeans.
I'll wear jeans and a collared shirt.
I don't care if you wear jeans.
I don't think you'd. Yeah.
But I think 20 years ago, you would not have worn jeans to go to a show like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you can dress jeans up.
Sure.
It's different if I come in like
jeans.
Leggings.
Jeans and a nice collar
jeans
shirt.
Isn't my problem. It's wearing sweats that's a problem.
Right.
Yeah, if you're wearing sweats and like a t-shirt, that's a little different.
How about like the leggings?
No.
To go to a show.
If it feels like I've worn leggings with a cute shirt on top. I'm a leggings queen though. I wear them. The winter is leggings time.
But you're not wearing leggings and like
I'm not wearing Lululemon leggings. I'm wearing like leggings with like an oversized shirt or sweater and some cute boots.
Yeah, you're not wearing leggings.
I'm not wearing
like
workout
a hoodie.
Leggings. I'm wearing clothing leggings.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, know something I noticed recently that I don't know. It's only one show, so it's not a big enough data sample to have any real opinion. But I went and saw the show Ain't Too Proud, which is the story of the rise and fall of the Temptations. And it's all Motown music. And then I went and saw it in Providence, and it was a more, because of the show, it was a more predominantly black crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were all dressed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Compared to the people like us in the audience, the white people in the audience were not nearly
that,
dressed
up. Is
that
crazy?
And I was like, I wonder if this is just a one-off or if that's like a cultural thing.
Right.
Because they were far better dressed at the theater.
They were acting like grown folks.
They were taking it more serious for sure.
Huh.
Yeah. That's so it's just one show, but it's something I noticed when I was there.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, man, we don't look as good as them.
Do you dress up for church?
No.
No.
Pictures.
No. Not really.
Space.
I know it's a casual church, but I don't know.
Yeah,
we always dress up for church.
Yeah. I would wear shorts and flip flops to church and a t-shirt during the summer.
Interesting.
Now, Easter Sunday was a little bit nicer, so I wore a collared shirt.
I don't know. I mean, Jesus wore flip-flops.
That's what I'm saying. No problems with flip-flops.
He made everyone around.
That's what I loved about it.
And was barefoot and brown.
That's what I love about it is it's so casual. Like,
That is cool. That was the worst part about church. It was stuffy.
Oh, my gosh. Going to Catholic church?
Yeah.
Oh.
You had to wear like a ball gown. I was like,
no,
why?
Every Sunday you'd have to get dressed. And it was always a fight. Wear your loafers. Wear your khakis. Yeah, it was too much. Too much.
What about open toes on a plane, Kennedy? Would you do that?
Yes, everybody wears open toe shoes on planes.
We're talking about don't take your feet up.
Yeah, but then you have to go through security barefoot.
I think I've probably worn sandals. I try and keep my feet covered, I think I've probably worn sandals, or I bring them with me and I change once I get where I'm going.
Yeah.
I haven't flown on a plane in half a decade.
Really?
Yeah, when's the last time I flew?
Holy shit.
It's been
you went to
years.
Italy.
Jamaica.
All right, Carson, so as a reminder... We take off our shoes.
Yep.
We take off our belt.
You still do that stuff?
Yeah, do all of it. If you're bringing a computer, a tablet of any kind, you pull that out, put that into a bin. Mm-hmm. The bins have changed a bit. It's more automated now, so it's a little bit quicker. Mm-hmm. So the bins will come into little sections. They come out, you get up, put your stuff in, and move along with your day.
So wear a belt.
Yeah, but just take it off. What else?
Be nice to the TSA.
Yeah, I think Italy. That's really it.
I think Italy is the last time we flew. When was that?
It's been a minute.
So this year is 2007.
Not much has changed, Carson.
Yeah, that was 2000.
Except the masks.
Was Italy before Jamaica, after Jamaica?
Did you go to Jamaica for your 50th?
Oh, so 3 years. You're right.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years. 4 years. I'm going to be 54 this year.
You are?
So it's 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not much has changed. Okay. I think the automation of the buckets is the coolest thing I've seen.
Do I have to be there 7 hours early?
Two.
Only if you fly with Brittany.
Oh.
I've gotten down to two. I've gotten pretty good.
I'll be there. I'm a two.
I do an
I've
hour.
Gotten down to two.
I wouldn't. That just stresses me out.
I wouldn't do that. Just because they're placed, because like Dan says, they are overselling. They're overselling flights.
Yep.
People don't know what they're doing. So if you get there and
you're behind a family of
and
five,
and you're behind whatever, and you can't get through TSA, you are completely fucked, and that is completely on you. There's plenty to do once you get
and
through
TSA is understaffed.
You can eat, you can read a book, you can do whatever. Why not get there?
I love being at the airport early.
I have to find a compromise because she will get there the day before, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking strangle somebody if we.
I used to too. I've gotten myself down to 2 hours though. I've gotten okay with
so
that.
I push it right to the brink of where her anxiousness is going to explode, and I'm like, well, it's not there.
Yeah,
our flight is. Like, so I'm working, so I'll leave here, drive home, and then we'll get an Uber. And I think our flight is like 12:15, 12:30. So I'll probably get to the airport at 11:30.
For what flight?
12:30 flight.
That would stress me out.
Yeah, that would stress me out. So why don't you leave here at like 9:30?
11:30 is bold. I wouldn't do that.
No.
That'll be it. Maybe 11:15.
11. You should be there at 11.
11:15. I think it'll be 11:15. You guys are worried about me missing my flight.
Well, you haven't. I mean, well, you haven't even written the fucking speech yet that you're doing as the officiant. So if you don't show up at all, that'd be great for them.
I feel like Lana is not going to let you show up at 11:15.
She is. We are on the same level when it comes to when to get
but
to the airport.
But here's the thing: you haven't flown since pandemic times,
right.
And it's just a different airport.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we have to wear a mask?
Yes.
No, well, I don't know. They changed.
On the plane.
They
on the plane you do, don't you?
No, they cut all that. They stopped all that shit. Remember, we talked about it in the news.
Yes, but I thought some of them were like, yeah, not so fast. Either way, I'm just saying you haven't flown since
we're
going to
be
times.
In first class. Did I mention that?
That doesn't matter for your TSA line, son.
Such an asshole.
It's just a different airport.
I'm so excited.
You've seen the lines and
just
the people
walk in
fighting.
Playing the Jack Harlow song.
Yes, first class. So might I have to wear the mask in the airport, but then not on the plane?
I don't think you have to. Let's look it up.
I don't think, unless specifically mandated, I don't think you have to.
Or like if the airline does, but I don't think so.
Effective April 18th, masks are optional. So there you go. Wow.
In Logan?
That's so
Is that
nice.
Logan?
That's Logan. What airline are you flying?
A Delta. That's where her credit card thing is from, Delta. We should make Barrett wear a mask. You're back in what did he call it? What did
Barrett
call
optional,
it?
Carson.
Not coach. He called it
economy.
Not
which
coach.
Makes it seem like he looked up the words right before.
What'd you say?
Nope. You're good.
No mask at all.
Mm-mm.
Proof of vaccination.
I mean, bring one with you. No. I would bring one with you just in case. But yeah, you just it's a wild place the airports are now.
Yeah.
Just better safe than sorry, I think.
All right. Fun talk.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!